it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, you got traditions, right? You got your turkey. You got gravy. If you're not a gravy person, I have nothing to say to you. Anna is here with me for this interview because we also have the National Dog Show, and it is a Thanksgiving tradition coming up on Thanksgiving Day. Noon, wherever you are, this will be on NBC at noon on Thanksgiving Day, and David Fry, who is the host of this show, National Dog Show. He's done it for years. He's an Oregonian. He is the son of Jerry Fry, the former University of Oregon football coach. David Fry joining us. Where are you, David Fry? Where are you right now?
Hey, right now I'm in Cannon Beach, Oregon. Here on the Oregon coast. And in fact, we just produced the dog show. And I never got to Philadelphia, where we produce it just like every other sporting event has seemingly been produced this year remotely. I did it from Seattle, actually, from my home in Seattle, my other home in Seattle. And then John O'Hurley, my partner, was in L.A., and we connected with the people in Philadelphia at the dog show and did the dog show that way.
So I love it.
Making history.
You're making history. You're doing it at a distance. For people who don't know, you live on the Oregon coast, right there in Cannon Beach. What kind of dog do you have personally?
I've got a Cavalier and a Brittany. I started in dogs with Afghan hounds. My girlfriend in college said, "Let's get a dog," and I said, "Okay, what kind?" And she said, "How about an Afghan hound?" I said, "Well, I don't know what that is, but you know, 20-year-old guys will do whatever the girl asks, right, Anna?"
Yes. Check.
Gravy and all. And so I said, "Okay, what kind?" She said, "How about an Afghan hound?" I said, "I don't even know what that is." I said, "But okay." So we got the dog, and 3 weeks later, the girl left, and the dog stayed, and it was the best thing that could have happened to all three of us.
I like it.
So, David, Anna here, I have to know, like, one of my favorite movies is Best in Show. Like, absolutely, hands down, hilarious.
Me too.
What will be different this year? You've already said, you know, you're producing it from a distance, the show, but what will be the difference this year? Will the contestants have masks on? The handlers have masks on?
Well, it's the handlers will all have masks. The judges have masks. The dogs, the competitors, do not. And you know, it'll look like a regular dog show to everybody, except we're like every other sporting event. We don't have an audience. We didn't allow spectators. We have cardboard cutouts of dogs and people in the stands watching the show. We pipe in a little noise, and it's just like everything you saw all summer long and into the fall. So,
oh wow,
it's kind of fun because we actually did this back in the spring with Beverly Hills. We do the Beverly Hills Dog Show on NBC also. And we went to the show. We were at the show on February 29th and taped a bunch of stuff there, but it always has to go back to post-production, and we do voiceovers. But this year, between the time that we actually were at the show and the time that we were doing our voiceovers is when the roof caved in. So we ended up doing remotely our voiceovers, the same thing. And it was quite early in all of this. I think the dog show was the first original programming that aired on any network because of that timing. So it was kind of fun to be a part of that history. I'm not a great fan of this being our new normal, but I want the real dog shows back.
David Fry is with us, host of the National Dog Show. You can see it on Thanksgiving at noon on NBC. David, Anna Mensen, Best in Show, how close is that show, that movie, to the real world? Lay it on us.
You know, I was working, of course, I worked for Westminster for 27 years as their PR guy and as their TV guy. And they came to us and wanted to shoot some of their scenes at Westminster, at the garden, at Madison Square Garden, where we do the dog show. And we just couldn't take them on because of the space that they needed and the space that we had available. So they went somewhere else, but we were kind of relieved because we were concerned that they were going to make fun of the sport. Well, they didn't make fun of the sport. They didn't make fun of the dogs. They only made fun of the people. It was a great movie, and we're kind of flattered to be the object of satire by those kinds of people. So that was kind of cool. But we all went to the show and said, or to the movie, and we said, I know that guy. My wife has chewed me out for bringing the wrong squeaky toy to the dog show. So, you know, we had great fun with it. And, you know, everybody says to me, what about the dog? What about the movie? What about the movies? You like the dog show? We think it's done a great job of bringing great visibility to the sport of showing dogs. It's in its 20th year now. It's the 20-year anniversary of that movie. And we just did the 19th year of Beverly Hills. And, of course, we've been doing Westminster for a long time, longer time than that. But we think it's been good. We've made them famous, is what I like to say. It's just like I've made John O'Hurley famous by letting him be my partner in the dog show.
Well, congratulations for such a phenomenal production. It really is. I mean, it's no small feat to pull this off year after year and then, you know, go through post-production for the broadcast itself. Something that John and I are fond of noticing just when we're out in public is how often dog owners look like their dogs. I have to know, is this an observation that you also have made?
I have indeed. And, you know, a lot of people do look like their dogs, but it's not always a good idea to point that out. So be careful with that.
Oh, man. Help us out with something, because like you, I let the ladies of this house and their three daughters and my wife pick out the dogs that we currently have, David. And we've got two Havanese dogs, and I want a lab. I want a retriever. I want a real dog, Dave. You know,
Havanese is a real dog, John.
Can you help me out? Like, give me, like, what kind of dog should I be looking at? What are you impressed with right now?
You know, I'm the dog guy, so I have to like them all. But right. I love my Brittany. My Brittany's kind of a mid-sized dog. It's about 30 pounds. It's into hunting if you want to get out into the bird field somewhere, or if you just want to do athletic things with your dog, they're great. But I'm with Anna. Havanese are great dogs too. I'm a toy dog guy now. I've had to join Toy Dogs Anonymous because I have my Cavalier. They're much different than any breed I ever had before. And it's nice to have a dog you can hold in your lap, but it's nice to have a dog you can run with. And do things with out in the field too, without worrying about coat or getting stepped on or things like that. So, yeah, Brittany's labs are great. Labs are the greatest dog. I had the guys for this year, the lab that we've got on TV, they sent me a list of the top 10 things you should know about labs. One of them is never say the word walk out loud because the dog's going to be at the front door with the leash and ready to go. Always with a ball in its mouth. They are the greatest dogs, labs and goldens. A lot of sporting dogs are great. The same temperament that makes them good at being in the field for the hunter makes them good as great family dogs too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that ball and squirrel are in that category too.
Squirrel's big, yeah. Squirrel's big too. You're right.
So you get up on Thanksgiving Day. I'm sure you watch the parade. Maybe you watch some football. Now, and then you got at noon, your show comes on. I'm curious because I go back and listen to every segment, every interview, and I critique myself. Do you watch the dog show knowing that you've already, you kind of probably know who wins? There's no drama there for you, but are you watching and critiquing as a viewer?
Well, I do a little bit, but you know, we do for the competition, the competitive part of it, not the backstage features, but the competitive part of it. We actually do voiceover. I mean, we admit to that. We try to keep it a little bit of a secret that it's not a live event. But so I've already seen it a couple of times and heard myself a few times. But yeah, I do go back and watch it. And but I also like to get up and watch the parade. I mean, we lived in New York, so we even went to the parade. I was even on a float in the parade one year with the Westminster Best in Show dog Uno, the Beagle. So we came around the turn and got into the square in front of Macy's. and Matt Lauer saying on television, here's Uno, the best showrunner, and with the dog's best friend, David Fry, who's going to be on at noon from Philadelphia. And somebody says, how are you going to get from here to Philadelphia by noon? I got the NBC helicopter waiting for me. So
the magic of television.
Yeah, really, Anna, you live that world. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. It's not your job.
And so now you have a background in sports, which I think is fascinating. You used to do PR for NFL football teams. Your dad was also the coach at Oregon. What was your experience as his son and the life of, being within the Oregon Duck family?
Well, you know, I tell everybody I went to the University of Oregon for 17 years without graduating. Because I started hanging out there when I was like a six-year-old kid hanging out in the equipment room. I saw Bill Bowerman tearing up those shoes and gluing them back together. I saw him with his waffle iron in the shop. I remember the equipment manager always yelling at him for making a mess out of things. I remember Phil Knight as a graduate student, and I kind of learned this later because I really wasn't old enough to understand it. I remember him as a graduate student coming up to my dad, who probably in 1955 was probably making $3,000 a year. And Phil Knight's coming around all these assistant coaches like my dad saying, can you invest some money in this hypothetical shoe company I'm doing? And they all kind of laughed and said, you know, I don't have any money to give for that. And I always said to my dad, you know, if you had just given the guy $100 back then, we'd all be living on a mountaintop somewhere. So
David
it was
Fry.
Fun growing up a Duck, selling ice cream bars at Hayward Field and being the ball boy at the Duck games. And it was great fun. But, you know, my dad was his first game as head coach was the first game played at Austin Stadium.
There's so much history. Hey, I got to run because we're up against the break, but we will check you out Thanksgiving Day at noon. We love talking to you once a year on this show. Don't go far from us, and hopefully you'll be in person next year.
Let's hope so. Thank you, John. Thanks, Anna. It's nice to talk to you both.
David Fry, host of the National Dog Show. It'll be on NBC.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.